Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, guys. Well, from Frank in Salt Lake City and me in the crowdedest place on Earth in an undisclosed location, notoriously litigious, and a place that we won't name, but it's somewhere in Anaheim, California.
It's Thank God I'm Atheist.
The podcast.
I'm Frank.
And I'm Dan.
And coming up today, we're going to skip everything and just wish each other Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Dan.
Yeah. It's our very special Christmas holiday season show where we're too far away from each other to do a real show. And I'm also ensconced heavily in Walt Disney's.
Hey, you're not supposed to say where dream. You are.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's going to figure it out. That's right. No, so we just wanted, it's Christmas Day that we're recording this,
yeah.
And we wanted to make sure that all the listeners at home knew that it's okay to celebrate Christmas even if you're an atheist, and we're going to figure out how we do that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, or not. You don't have to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that don't. Are you doing anything fancy and fun today, Frank?
Well, I went and hung out with Rachel last night, and
okay.
she was baking pies for her family stuff.
Oh, lovely.
And I just drank beer and ate meat and cheese, and we sat and chatted until it was far too late and had no clue that a massive snowstorm had blown in. So, treacherous roads getting me home. It was awful.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
that's how I'm celebrating Christmas.
It sounds like a tradition in the making.
Yes, indeed. So, today I'm just I'm just hanging out at home, and you know, I mean, it's a day that people spend with their families, and my family's not anywhere nearby, and my friends are all off with their families, so I'm just hanging out with my dog and cooking myself a meal that takes, you know, 7 hours to cook, so keep myself busy.
That's an elaborate meal.
Well, no, it's just a really nice sauce that I'm making. I'm spending all day on it.
So that does sound good.
And somewhere in the mix, I'll make some homemade pasta and call it good.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and you're with friends, right? Or is it this family? I can't remember the details.
Nope. This is Andrea and me and some dear friends of ours, and we decided that we would all come out and brave the crowds, which may have been a very foolhardy decision on our part.
Yeah.
And it used to be that the Christmas was the day that you come here to avoid all the crowds. You know, it's all just sort of those who are, the, you know, maybe Jews and heathens, and that was about it. But now, no, it's crazy. Everybody's skipping Santa. They don't care at all. They just decided they'd come here and bring their little ones, and boy, it's quite a spectacle. Here at the park.
Is there anything religious? Is there any sort of Jesus? Is there a nice nativity scene a la Disney?
You know, it's interesting because they're hitting. What's great is that Disney has gone very happy holidays with the whole thing.
Okay.
They've tried to be very inclusive. There's a lot of like non-religious Christmas, like seasonal songs happening. Things like you hear Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
They do trick out the whole park for the season. So, you know, Nightmare Before Nightmare Before Christmas is the theme in the Haunted Mansion.
Ah, yeah, of course.
And It's a Small World plays that and Jingle Bells, a medley, if you will. So that's nice, because if you have to listen to It's a Small World, the song, that many times as you go through the thing, it never actually leaves your brain.
No.
You can never get rid of it.
It's truly, truly horrifying.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay. But that's interesting, Dan.
Here somewhere. And
yeah. But isn't it interesting, their balance nice that they're trying to strike, this weird, you know, I mean, it is December 25th. It is Christmas. If on this one day they don't feel the permission to have people wishing Merry Christmas and doing something mildly connected to the holiday, isn't that just a little weird?
Yeah. Well, what's great is that I think that they've struck a really good balance.
You
I feel
so?
Like they're not ignoring the holiday. Santa is here. They're, you know, he's on the sleigh, he's going through in the parade and everything.
Yeah.
And people will wish you know, if you wish someone a Merry Christmas, they'll wish you one right back.
But as far as like the
nobody's
staff, you
pushing
mean?
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they're you know, they're just being inclusive, which I think is actually the right thing to do for everybody. and in spite of what the conservative pundits say, that you know, the clip last week of Pat Robertson saying that we atheists just want to make everybody miserable as like we are.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us really want Christmas to go away. We just want people to, you know, be inclusive and realize that there's more than just one type of folks in this country of ours and around the world. And I think that you know, for say what you will about the Walt Disney Organization, I think they've done actually a fantastic job of including.
All right.
Until you go into something like A Small World or the Tiki Room, where it's like wildly racist because it's from another era. But that's another that's another point altogether.
Is any spottings of Scrooge McDuck? Are they do they have any scrooginess going on officially?
I'm about as scroogey as it gets here. I'm not one that loves this land, and so I'm probably the scroogiest person here. But even I have to be nice, because I'm with a bunch of people that love this place, so it's actually fine. I don't see a lot of scrooging. There's a couple of there's a couple of characters. You know, they're the villain characters. Captain Hook we bumped into earlier.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But everyone seems festive. It's fun.
Huh.
It's a good time.
This is on a side note, Dan, but since you're at Disney, I was watching a documentary last night that actually suggests that most all of the Disney characters are actually gay. not Disney characters, Disney villains. The Disney villains are gay.
Oh.
Like, and they specifically looked at Captain Hook. They looked at Jafar. And there were a number of them, and they have sort of this little lilty lispy thingy going, and some sibilant S's, and especially like Sir Snake or whatever his name is in the Jungle Book. Not to the Jungle Book. Which one am I thinking of? Yeah, there's a snake.
No, Jungle Book.
And Robin
that
Hood.
Snake's even.
Robin
that
Hood. There's
even
Sir
lispy.
Snake. Oh, super super lispy. Yeah.
Such a villain. He's so scary.
But it was like, I was like, what the fuck? They villainized the gay voice, basically. I mean, it's really funny. Anyway.
That's pretty interesting.
Darn you, Disney.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, you know, I think the truth that we all know is that when you look at all of those Disney princes, I think we know who's gay. Those guys go to the gym way too much.
Well,
you know what I'm talking about.
More like we know who's drawing the Disney princes.
Well, yes, there's that too.
There was at least one or two gay animators, let's face it.
Yeah, you look at the clothes on the girls and you look at the muscles on the boys and you're like, yeah, that was drawn by a gay man.
What's your plan for the rest of the day? You've hit the Pirates of the Caribbean, right? Did you say Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, this is day three for me. So we've heard all of
God,
the good stuff.
Dan.
Oh, this was not my choice. This is not my doing.
How
my
can
feet
you spend
are,
that
my
much
feet are
time
killing
there?
Me.
Yeah.
We've done the Fitbits, the various Fitbits have determined that we've walked at least 11 miles a day through this park.
Sounds healthy, at least. You're getting all your steps in.
There you go.
That's good, Dan.
You got to you gotta burn off those churros, you know. So my recommendations for everyone who decides to come to the land of Disney is the new Star Tours is awesome. 3D now and involves stuff from the new film and all sorts of fun stuff.
Oh, okay.
No spoilers, but it's fun.
Okay.
They've sort of vaguely modified Space Mountain also to include Star Wars. That's kind of fun.
Okay.
And I don't know. Don't come around this time of year ever. That's the worst thing you can do. You know, if we're going to discuss creating our own Christmas traditions, let me wave you off. I'll wave you off with this one. Let's not create. Don't create the Christmas tradition of coming to Disneyland because it's a nightmare. But
well, Dan, what do you think? What are the foundations of good traditions? You know, like
that's a great question because this is what it really comes down to, right? We're atheists. We don't care about Jeebus, and we don't care about any of the nativity stuff.
Right.
But here's where I'm starting. Here's my starting point. Other than places like here, Southern California, where it doesn't snow and it's the winter isn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
In the Northern Hemisphere, at least, the days get short.
Yeah.
It gets depressing.
It does.
So I think let's embrace Festival of Lights. I propose.
Mm-hmm.
I propose let's embrace eating together with friends, with big groups of friends and family, and togetherness, I think, is very important at this time of year. And celebration is important at this time of year.
Yeah.
So that's where I start. I start with, and I like, family is important. So if you have family around you, do that. And if you don't, I think chosen family is just as important.
Mm-hmm.
So figure out who your chosen family is. And be with them at a time like this. And I think that's about as good as it gets.
But what happens though on those days? Because this is what happened to me this year, right? My chosen family's all busy. Right?
What's that?
My chosen family's busy. My chosen like so on the day, like there's so much pressure about Christmas. Right. And being with people and this and that and the other. And I've done Christmas, the other Christmases that have wound up like this one where it's, just me off by myself doing whatever. And I'm totally cool with it. Like I have zippo problem with it. But other people don't make it easy for me to be okay with it. Because when like at work, someone's like, oh, so what are you doing for Christmas? And I'm like, I'm sitting at home with my dog. And I'm going to cook food and then eat it. And they're like, well, aren't you doing anything with, people? Don't you have some place to go? Don't you have somewhere? aren't there people in this world who love you? Basically is the subtext of the whole thing. And
Oh, my God.
I mean, any one of, my friends' families, I'm sure I would be welcome crashing their family's holiday.
Sure.
Right? But I've done that, and I hate it. It's awkward, and it's none of my stuff, and they're doing their little tradition-y things. I'm just like, it's great to be around people, but to be honest, I would rather be home with my dog cooking food, and that's a far better day, right? So,
you know what we need to invent? Here's the wonderful thing about us not believing in any of this stuff.
Yeah,
is that we can do this anytime we want.
Yeah,
we can have a big get together. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, we can have a get-together whenever we want. It can be 2 weeks after. It can be 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. So I think, Frank, by the way, I think you've invented something wonderful.
Uh-huh.
You haven't mentioned it yet, but I think what we need to start celebrating is Netflixmas.
What is that? Just watching movies all day?
Yeah, you just find a show and you binge watch.
Oh, yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you find a series of movies that you're really into, and you just binge watch it all day long, and it's the joy of Netflixmas. And you go and you see what Santa Claus has brought your Netflix for you, and left under your Netflix tree.
Yeah, well, there's that new Bill Murray holiday special that's out on Netflix right now. That's pretty good.
I haven't watched that yet.
It's silly.
I heard it was very, very weird.
It is weird.
So
it is weird.
Good.
And it finally gets to what you wanted the whole time, and at the end of it, it's kind of like Mamma Mia in that regard, right? Like, the whole Mamma Mia,
spoilers.
You're sitting there, and you're like, okay, I get it. You're acting out, like, scenes that these songs fit in, but I just want a big ABBA concert, right?
And so
finally at the end, after the show's basically over, they do three or four numbers and there's no story. It's just the whole cast just belting out these ABBA songs, right?
Perfect.
Well,
right.
This is basically, there's this story and they do some singing and they do this and they do that. And then finally you get the big numbers at the end and it's like, this is awesome. So, and it's funny. It's Bill Murray. When is he not delightful, you know?
Yeah, yep, he's a good one. All right, well, I'm going to head back into the fray here.
It's have fun with that.
It's scary, but I'll throw some elbows and kick some kids, and it'll be fine.
All right. Well, should we tell people how they can get in touch with us? If they have anything
I missed
to
you,
add.
What?
Should we tell people how to get in touch with us?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, if you guys want to wish us a Merry Christmas or tell us why we're wrong forever celebrating, you can reach us at podcast@thankgodimatheist.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail message. The telephone number is 424-666-8442.
Go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/TGIAtheist.
Or also on Facebook, search for the TGIA Members Only Lounge and request a join.
Yeah, if you want to give us a Christmas present, head on over to thankgodimatheist.com, click on the Patreon tab there on the right-hand side, and become a patron of the show.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dan, for taking some time away from your holiday celebration at an undisclosed amusement park in Southern California.
Somewhere in Southern California. Yeah, absolutely. And a Merry Christmas to you, Franklin.
Well, thank you. Thanks to Mackenzie for all of your help on Facebook.
And thanks to the Red Rock Hot Club for the use of their fine, fine music. And God bless us, everyone.
And thanks for listening, guys. Have a Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.